Green Room.
This will buy every standard edition episode.
Because we have 30 minutes to record. In fact, yeah, time to record this episode. So yeah, we don't intend to go over. So if you go over 20 minutes, give us a query on Spotify. Anyway, Precious is here. Precious, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening to everyone.
Okay, so it's pretty simple. Just talk about fixtures for the Champions League for tonight and tomorrow. Talk about the Europa League, football across Europe, and then we'll review what happened during the last week, starting from Ange Postecoglou's tactics against Chelsea. Yeah.
Not just that, like, I think last weekend was so bad, especially on FPL. Oh my god, I've not even checked. I've not checked how many points. I got 28.
I did not even
I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Oh, I got 38 points.
You got
you want? Yeah, just 28. There is a whole bunch. And guess who? Son was my captain. Like, and that was a mistake, right? Because I wanted to give it to Salah. But even Salah self did not get anything.
Salah
And guess what? I used my free hit last weekend. Like, I am paying. The only thing that helped me was the fact that I had John Stone in goal. In goal, right? John Stone, that's Crystal Palace goalkeeper. I had him in goal. That was the only good thing that happened. Bro, that's good, yeah. We had a clean sheet over the weekend.
Yeah, I have both Raya and Onana. I knew that Raya was not going to keep a clean sheet, so I just used Onana.
Yeah, have you used your free hit?
I'm probably not going to till there's a double game week.
Wow. So if you can use it in a double game week. There's been a double game week already now.
Has there? No, I don't think there has. A double game week. That's also the window where I use my triple captain. So last season, I think Rashford scored 3 goals in that week. Yeah, so the 2 games count as 1 for the player. So I think we had Crystal Palace and I've forgotten who else we had, but I think Rashford had 3 goals and 1 assist. He was triple captain. I think I got like 70 points off him. Yeah, so triple captain and 1 free hit double game week.
Apparently, I've wasted my own, but we move.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. It's not looking good, bro.
No, don't worry.
I'm still 10th in our league. I am surprised. How am I still 10th?
Are you now? I'm like 20-something.
You're like 26. I was doing so well at first. Like, I'm like 41 points off the top. I'm going to win this league. Just believe me when I tell you that I'm going to win this league. I just need to be more serious because I don't understand last weekend. Like, I can't even explain to myself what I did. But, yes. I watched that game and I feel like that was another poor refereeing game, right? And not because I feel like the decisions went against one team, but the fact that I feel like the referee lost the game, right? He lost control of the game, and that was why it went that way. I feel like there were a lot of things that were allowed to slide, right? Mm-hmm. Early on in the game that
just
made the game become...
And he just, so like when he, I mean, it was, I think Romero had this coming, yeah. In fact, he has had this coming for a very long time, even before that game. And so, when, you know, like when.
Yeah, I think that's not his first red card this season now.
I don't know. I don't even know self.
It's not. I think it's his second red card.
When you allow things, like, there will be a time where you're forced to make those decisions. Like, you get.
And then you end up ruining the game.
Yes.
End up ruining the game. in that regard. So,
and this whole weekend,
it's very bad.
We'll keep talking about VAR. This whole weekend has been an embarrassment. From the Arsenal game, where I think I had this conversation with someone where you saw that Kai Havertz tackle on who was that self?
Yeah, should have been sent off.
Yeah, and I told him that if that's Casemiro, he's getting sent off. If that's Rodri, he's getting sent off. And that I think it's an obvious point for everyone that players' reputations affect refereeing decisions, and that should not be, in my opinion. Yeah, because the rules are the rules. Yeah, if going for a tackle like that, whether or not you use that leg to hit the player, because you could injure that player, if going for a tackle that would warrant a record for a player, then you should want a record for another player. It's the same tackle.
Yeah, there was way too much force in that game against the game. This derby, right? For example, there were a lot of things that were allowed to stand. He was allowing the game to be overly physical, right? And he was allowing that. And there was the incident where even Romero, when he was on the floor, he kicked out at a Chelsea player. Was it Colwell that he kicked out on? And that was already like an offense that could get you sent off. And then we saw the Udogi two-footed tackle, right? It was just a game that was not controlled, right? Those things shouldn't have gotten to that point in the first place, right? And I feel like Tottenham were extremely unlucky, right? Because not only were the players sent off, then they had like a couple of injuries. Yeah, they got injured also. So it was just football is a game of fine margins, right? So, like, when things start going downhill like this, it goes downhill very fast, right? And it was, I think, when Udogi got sent off, I think Postecoglou was so furious. Like, he couldn't even look at him, right? Because I'm sure he must have told him during the halftime break, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And then the second half just started and he got sent off. Like, that just, it gave me a flashback to, I think when, was it Mourinho? That was narrating his experience with Balotelli. Because I'm sure he must have been telling Udogi, don't do it, don't do it. And that just made the game more difficult, like so early on, right? And I'm sure at some point he would have stopped Udogi, right? But he didn't want to make those substitutions too early. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that created that situation. Very, very unlucky. And I've seen like a lot of talk about the way he plays. Like, did people just start watching the Premier League? Because Aston Villa also play that way. They play that high line, that ridiculous high line. They also play it. Right, so I don't know why there's so much fuss about it. I think Hansi Felix Bayern also played that high line. Do you understand? These are not things that we just read seeing today. Do you understand?
I think
a way of defending.
When I Emery himself, like not just like, because I think I watched Villarreal versus Bayern, the game where Villarreal.
Yeah, against Bayern. He also played. He plays it. He's been playing it since he left Arsenal. He's been playing that high line since he left Arsenal. So, he knows how to do it, right? And to an extent, if the game is kind of balanced, right, it creates opportunities, right? Because you kind of squeeze the ball. You squeeze the ball and you make the pitch very small, right? And even if you're beaten, let's say, the way Tottenham was playing was, even if let's say you beat that high line, they have very quick centre backs. Do you understand? Romero and Van de Ven, they are both very quick, right? So they also have recovery pace. You understand? So it totally makes sense to maybe try and play that way, right? But quite rightly, I understand that he can be forgiven for playing that way at Tottenham because, you know, if it was Ten Hag that tried that, I don't know. The headlines would have been filled up. Yeah, it would have been very different, right? So, it's But I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he's at a club where he can do all of that, right? And express himself tactically. You get, it's important.
Yeah.
Right? And I think he's a very good coach. If you see how Tottenham played with 9 men, he is a very good coach. He set them up very well. Because even with 9 men, they were still creating chances. They created chances. The Eric Dier goal that was offside.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was this opportunity that Son had that he kind of scuffed with his left foot. There were chances that they created, basically. So, if you can be able to organize a team to be dangerous with 9 men, I think big ups to him, right? It was initially maybe a good game to watch, but at the end it was kind of ridiculous to play with 9 men.
Yeah, we were always going to. I mean, talking about refereeing decisions, just before we run through predictions and fixtures and everything. Now, United had I didn't want to talk about Bruno Guimaraes against Arsenal, where he was very disgusting, and then they announced Jorginho Dinagre to shake them. But that's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about United versus Fulham. The Scott McTominay goal in the 7th minute, I was ruled out for a
supposed offside, yeah.
An article literally by the FA that's offside at all.
Thank you.
Yeah, we lost you for a bit there.
I said there's an article online by the FA that offsides are objective, that you are either off or you are not. Do you get?
Yeah.
So I think when United refs just find a way to do everything in their power to Chukwuma. Yeah, because it don't make any sense that what were you going to say? Maguire, first of all, okay, you're offside. For example, Maguire in an offside position would have made sense if Maguire obstructed the line of view of the goalkeeper.
Yeah, he wasn't central. He was not central.
Yeah. Do you get? So, you now want to, like, this is the first time in my life I'm hearing subjective offside. Don't these guys even have any shame? How have you consistently...
Did you see the Caicedo goal that was removed?
Yes, I did.
Like, what's the meaning of that? Like, how can you be offside so far away from the goalkeeper? Like, I don't know what these guys are doing. It's just quite ridiculous at this point. Like, it's ridiculous that the decisions that are being made. It's just ridiculous. I don't know how to explain it. Like, and I think I've forgotten who made the tweet that at some point we are going to see a betting scandal in the Premier League. I don't think that these things are just mistakes. It's going to happen. I think it's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. Right? Because the results are quite ridiculous. Like, the way the results go, how many decisions that were made by VAR in the first half of Chelsea versus Tottenham. Right? Like, and the annoying thing is the inconsistency. Right? Today, this is a goal. Tomorrow, it's not a goal. Right? The next day, it's a goal. The following day, is no longer a goal. Right? And it's now a matter of who is complaining the most. You understand? If you complain more,
mm-hmm.
the referees will be like, okay, yeah, let's give you one good game. We'll give you one good game. And that's not how it's supposed to be. That's really not how it's supposed to be. The game against Newcastle Arsenal, right? We saw the same exact situation that happened with Rashford against Brighton, where they said the ball was already out of play,
mm-hmm.
right? Then for Newcastle, they said the ball was not out of play, right? The same similar circumstance, right? And you know, you can't just do that. You can't just say this is out of play. The next day, you say it's not out of play anymore, right? And not even just taking the ball out of play. There was a clear push, right? These guys' hands were on this.
This is next, right? And
that's to create that chance, right?
You know,
so
you know that coupled with the fact that Bruno Guimaraes should have been sent off.
Havertz should also have been sent off. Havertz should have been sent off. Guimaraes should have been sent off. It's crazy. What are the rules, right? What are the rules?
Anyway, yeah, let's wrap up. Let's not dwell too much on this thing. There's a Champions League game going on. Currently. Sporting.
Dortmund is playing Borussia Dortmund. Sorry, Dortmund is playing Newcastle. What am I saying? Dortmund is playing Newcastle.
Thomas.
Yeah. Barcelona. Shakhtar was.
Yeah, and Shakhtar Bayern is also.
Sorry, Barcelona. Shakhtar is Barcelona. So, what games are going on? There are also UCL games.
My network is. I cannot get access. Please, could you. For
the listeners and for us. This call and send the fixtures for today and tomorrow.
Okay, so the matches that are currently going on is Dortmund is playing Newcastle and Shakhtar Donetsk is playing, they're playing Barcelona. Dortmund is winning the game against Newcastle, a goal to nil, and Shakhtar is winning against Barcelona. So that is the scoreline for now. But then other fixtures that will be played out later this evening. Atletico Madrid will be playing Celtic. Lazio will be playing.
Atletico Celtic, anyway, if you're going to listen before the Champions League, which you're probably not, but that was, in my opinion, the most interesting fixture for the last game week. That's the one I watched anyway. And I was very interested in the football. I think Rogers is doing... I don't watch them in the league, but I think he in the Champions League. My watch... Celtic were very interesting to watch.
Yeah. So that's it for Group E. In Group F, AC Milan would be playing Paris Saint-Germain later on. In Group G, Sevenas Veda. He'll be playing. Are there?
Yes, they are.
Oh. Yeah, they'll be playing Leipzig.
It's Krevna Zvezda. I know. I used to listen to Nigerian Football Podcast, and there was this presenter that used to call your name so well.
Wow, I think if you look at it ahead of time, you'll probably be able to get the pronunciation. So, Manchester will be playing Young Boys, and that's it for Group G. In Group H, FC Porto will be playing Royal Antwerp. So that's it for Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, in Group A, Bayern will be playing Galatasaray and FC Copenhagen will be playing Manchester United. In Group B, Arsenal will be playing Sevilla. PSV Eindhoven will be playing Lens. Group C, Napoli will be taking on Union Berlin. While Real Madrid will be playing AC Braga. In Group D, Real Sociedad will be playing Benfica. And Salzburg will be playing Inter.
What are your predictions? That is the numbers. City versus Young Boys. Milan versus PSG. Big
game. Is City versus Young Boys a major game? City is going to destroy them, of course. United, I think Atletico Madrid will win Celtic.
I think it's going to be a draw.
I think Atletico Madrid, they are home. They are going to be Celtic.
Now, interestingly, Copenhagen versus United, how do you see that game ending?
You can never tell with United.
United have to win that
game.
United have to win against Galatasaray and United have to pray for a draw against Bayern so that the equation is in their hands.
You can never tell against Copenhagen. You can't tell. That is where Man United are at the moment, right? Because you cannot say which performance these players are going to give, right? This one that Rashford is quarreling Goldbridge on Twitter. I don't know if he's thinking about football right now. We don't know the player we will get tomorrow.
No, it's. So, it's I think the I think people spread misinformation, and then fans believe it because, of course, they want to hate players. So I think it's important that he clarifies once in a while. Do you get? Because it happens a lot. For example, there was a report today that Sancho has left that they've removed Sancho from the United group chat. Brother, how do you know that? You're not even. And first of all, he's never a reliable journalist. But people will carry it and push as an agenda. You understand?
So it shouldn't matter.
But it does matter because it affects the perception of the player.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that is more reason why it shouldn't affect those things, right? I feel like Man United is social media FC, right? You have a job to do. You have a job to do, and you should do your job. If you were doing your job well, right, these rumors will not come out about you. They will not, right? If Sancho had apologized to Ten Hag and he was back to doing his job, right, and not taking those wages and not doing anything, right, there won't be these rumors or these reports about him, right? So, Man United players put the cart before the horse, right? At first, you are a footballer, right? Before any other thing that you think that you are, right? And if it wasn't for football, like, we don't know if people will be hearing your name. Newspapers will probably not be talking about you either. You understand? So you have a job to do at the end of the day. And that is what you should focus on doing. Do your job first and leave rumors alone. Right? They remove you from what's that. Why do you care? If you were doing your job well, all the rumors about you will turn on their head. When Rashford was having a very good time last season, scoring a load of goals, right? We are using reports of or negative reports about him or anything. You cannot tell haters not to hate, right? That is human society for you, right? You cannot say haters don't hate, right? Or say, you know, that you are above criticism. People are going to come up with stuffs when you are not doing what you're supposed to do. And why do you have time to be quashing rumors when you are playing such horrible football? You should be training. You understand? And the funny thing is, my United players are not yet there. You understand? I don't think maybe when Ronaldo joined Man United, when he was still trying to break into the first team or, like, you know, be consistent or better as a player, to be a top player, you will not see him replying throws on Twitter. Social media was not big like that back then, right? But people that were living that kind of life were still living it, right? And you are a footballer first, right? Get the football well first and every other thing. So my United fans should be celebrating Sancho as he's at home playing FIFA and taking 300k a week. You get, everybody should say, yeah, Sancho, we all love you, right? The whole team still loves you. They can't wait. Is doing negative things are going to come out because you're not doing your job. Who is supposed to be happy? Do anybody owe you to be happy with you? Do your job, play well in the Manchester United jersey, right? And people will defend you. I'm sure people are tired of defending him. You cannot do that. They get paid well to do a good job, right? And they're not doing it at this point. How can we be playing against Copenhagen, right? And we are Man United fans. We don't know what the players are going to do. It's not because if you put our squad side by side with Copenhagen, right, that we don't have a better squad. But we don't know the attitude our players are going to turn up with. We don't even know if they will try. You get? It is so bad. And that is why they are being called out. You know how good these players can be on their day, right? But you cannot beg it of them. You cannot beg it of them, like, to put in a performance. Against Fulham, right, the goal that we scored was basically effort, right? Players, that was Pelestri just trying. You understand? When you try, you will have the opportunity to show your quality. You understand? But you cannot wait for an opportunity and not try. So it is what it is, Sha. Man United is a very complicated bag of beans.
I think we're 4 minutes behind what we said we would do. So yeah.
Yeah. So I think Man United will win. It's wishful thinking. It's not even. There's no facts. I'm using to say we'll win that game. Because we are away.
I think United would know what is at stake. And I've always said this. If we hold on to the ball, we'll win more games. Yeah. If we hold on to the ball, we can create. We have seen United create. If we hold on to the ball, we have the quality to create and we'll win that game. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. Just over 20 minutes. Bye-bye.
So,